Shalom, Mishpacha, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and the best Bible teacher of prophecy, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my love, and blessings to all. We hope you are enjoying this teaching of His revelation, for no matter how many times you study it, we glean something new.
Of course, for His mercies are new every morning.
They sure are. So let's pray.
Oh, Lord, our God, as we continue our journey of life, sometimes on a roaring sea, we will keep our faith strong, for You are our anchor in the storm. And we also know that without problems, how would we know that You can solve them? So as Scripture must be fulfilled, we pray blessings upon Your bride, knowing Your armor will protect us. We pray for our righteous leaders in government. May they be moved by Your Holy Spirit. We lift up to You these recent prayer requests and for the salvation of our loved ones. In Yeshua's name, amen.
And amen.
Any noteworthy news?
Well, despite what the Biden administration wants us to believe, most all of the alternative news sites say Russia has essentially taken control over all strategically important areas of Ukraine. China's hand in Russia's victory cannot be ignored. And it will be hard to deny them some piece of the Ukrainian pie after the war. For Russia and China are now enmeshed allies, and Iran is being groomed as a junior partner. In fact, we have pushed Russia and Iran to strengthen their ties due to Western sanctions on each of them. Therefore, they have both agreed to collaborate on the construction of an international north-south transport corridor linking the Gulf and India while avoiding Western sea lanes, including the Suez Canal, altogether. And they're adding its own railway to connect India, Iran, Russia, and other countries. They have a plan, and it's to take America down.
Well, it looks like Jeremiah 30:11 will be fulfilled.
And we know recently Saudi Arabia signed a normalization deal with Iran. Even Sunni states who were once enemies of the Ayatollahs see which way the wind is blowing.
Unfortunately, not in America's favor.
And none of this bodes well for Israel either, with Iran expanding and America, well, I guess you could say in retreat. So the Jewish state stands alone in its fight against what their enemies will think is a coming onslaught. But we also know that they won't be alone, and because of it, will recognize their Savior.
Ezekiel 38:39.
Now, what do you just think about that?
Just like God wants it.
I know, exactly. For Israel is to be totally dependent on Him alone, as they were in 1948 and 1967.
When they won both wars.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be reading tonight in Revelation that God has put it into the evil one's hearts to fulfill His purpose.
He is in control.
And the debt ceiling talks continue.
But McCarthy says they're on the right path.
Meanwhile, the days of the U.S. dollar being the world's reserve currency appear numbered. And it's backed by nothing since it was taken off the gold standard decades ago. So whether we end up with a digital yuan or the digital unicoin, as advocated last week by the International Monetary Fund, or some other digital currency, we are going digital.
Which means a cashless society.
Again, like the Bible prophesied, because how could you not buy or sell unless they go digital, which was so unheard of just 30 years ago. Everything is coming together. And it's very exciting. And final note here, Biden and Kamala Harris are the subject of mockery in other countries. And this would have never happened in the past.
Not anymore.
I know. Biden appoints the likes of Rachel Levy, who actually is Mr. Levy, and sodomite Samuel Britton to government posts, who steals ladies' clothes at airports was caught wearing them by a lady who recognized her glamorous clothing in one of his gross photos.
He has now been convicted and will serve jail time.
So how can any country take Biden seriously? And to stop using our own natural resources and restricting exploration while subsidizing unreliable renewables like solar and wind turbines, the equipment for which is primarily made in China. And I read when the solar panels outlast their 15-year lifespans, they will present an environmental nightmare in disposing their highly toxic components.
And the windmills chop up birds like hamburger meat.
Anyway, the whole green energy agenda is but just another scam meant to exert ever greater control over human behavior.
They could care less about the environment.
And yeah, now they're coming after our meat.
Mm-hmm. We have some good news on Israel.
Good? I don't know about good, but it seems they are also quickly working on their budget that must be done by May 29th, or they're going to have to go to early elections.
You know, we should do that.
I know, right? But unlike us, we only have two parties, but Netanyahu has to deal with about at least eight parties, all demanding certain programs and pork. So there is internal fighting, especially about the ultra-Orthodox, because they are exempt from the military and they don't work, so they don't pay taxes. And their main contribution is that they only study Torah and teach.
So they only study the first five books.
Right. So prophecy isn't a big thing for them. And they're about 13% of the population. But really, no one over there really wants early elections, because if a liberal coalition wins, they would face removal from the Knesset.
So without a job.
You could say that. Mm-hmm. And as well, they are experiencing inflation like we are, blaming it on too many regulations. And meanwhile, Hezbollah has been conducting war games on southern border with Lebanon and Israel.
All right, then. If you'd like to contact us, you can send an email to Sheila at shofarministry.net, or just call the office and leave a detailed message as to your question to 440-834-9006. And be sure to leave your name and phone number. Also, by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And if you appreciate and are blessed by this program, any love offering is very much appreciated, which can also be made on our webpage, shofarministry.net, which archives all the past radio and teaching newsletters for your added learning.
Okay, Revelation 17. And it fills in some details of the relationship between the Scarlet Woman, the One World religious system, and the beast we know as the Antichrist.
She is the mother of idolatry.
Yes, for all the nations and their leaders. This chapter emphasizes that it's spiritual of ecclesiastical dimensions for the entire first half of the tribulation. Then the ten horns destroy the woman to make way for the beast to be worshipped until the end of the tribulation, when Jesus returns, as we'll study in Revelation 18 and 19. So between the end of chapter 17's removal of the harlot and chapter 18's demise of the beast will be the last half of the 3.5 years. And as I stated again in our newsletter that went out over the weekend, it is a well-known fact that at one time the popes did reign over kings, at least up to the Reformation.
Well, you know, history repeats itself.
It does, and a union will form again, which is why she is riding on the beast, who represents the political side. We all know how the ecumenical movement already began years ago. Pope John Paul even kissed the Quran And when the bride is caught up in the air to meet our groom, the others left will join together in one religion.
Or, better said, a cult of the worst kind.
Oh, for sure. The first One World Church perverted the faith, covered up major immoralities.
Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm, and stole property and goods to gain wealth, especially during the era of the Inquisitions, murdering millions. You know, in the early 90s, there was an author named Dave Hunt, and he's now with Jesus, and one of my mentors when I was just ordained, wrote a great book called A Woman Rides the Beast and documents these historical events that really shocked me, for I was raised Catholic.
But it's still in print on Amazon for $11.
It is. Anyhow, when we get to chapter 18, you will see this spiritual application also affected the commercial and political power center of the world that are both doomed to extinction. We mentioned last week to read Numbers 5, verses 11 through 31, especially as a prelude to the analogy of what is in the cup if you are an adulterer. And this harlot woman, mystically, is certainly that. Okay, Revelation 17, verses 1 and 2.
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came out and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters."
Means many multitudes of people, as will be confirmed in verse 15.
With whom the kings of the earth committed fornications, and the inhabitants of the earth,
the unrighteous,
were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Yeah, they'll be drunk on the deception of worshiping a false god. And remember, Ezekiel chapter 16 explains Israel's spiritual adultery in her past history, both with heathen nations and with their false gods. In the tribulation, the unrighteous will claim to worship God, but is actually unfaithful to the real God. As an example, you can't say you follow God, who gave us our life's manual, and still accept abortion and sex without marriage or the gay lifestyle. Read Romans 1 again. It's very plain. It's already happening big time today. And why are so many churches hosting drag queen shows? Seriously? And some in front of children. And this is just the foreshadows. Imagine how much more ungodly it will become when our light is gone. So much more we could say on this topic alone, but we must move on. Verses 3 through 5.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast.
The beast is the one world order of the Antichrist,
which was full of names and blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns.
Eventually, these horns will kill her, forcing all to worship the beast alone.
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls.
Yes, and that's, of course, a picture of wealth and majesty.
Having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon.
As in paganism.
The great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Verse 6.
I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement.
This statement covers all of time. So it goes way back, like, to the Crusades and the Inquisitions and even the Holocaust. There has been many wars and conflicts. And now we read about the meaning of the woman and the beast in verses 7 and 8.
But the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life, from the foundation of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Wow. Okay, so we'll see this explained more in the next verse, but basically, this is the Antichrist who rules over the last world empire, a revived Roman Empire. And just like Rome was and then was not, but returns back into power, we will see the beast come into power and then dies, so was not, but comes back to life, so then is, but now totally empowered by Satan. Rome will also be the headquarters for the world church until the Antichrist kills the woman and moves his throne to Jerusalem's new built temple. Verse 9.
Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits.
You know, mountains can mean governments, or in this case, it's the seven empires that have reigned, beginning with Egypt, then Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, and finally the revived Rome, each having its own king, as we read in verse 10.
There are also seven kings. Five have fallen.
Again, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece.
One is?
At the time John was writing, Rome was still in power.
And the other has not yet come?
Which is revived Rome.
And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth.
So he'll be the eighth when Satan empowers him.
And is of the seven.
Right, before Satan empowered him.
And is going to perdition.
Hallelujah, yes he will. And we'll see more of that in Revelation 19. Verse 12.
The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour.
And that can mean in 1 hour.
As kings with the beast.
The Antichrist will appoint 10 kings over 10 regions that the earth will be divided up quickly due to some kind of confusion and necessity. Verse 13.
These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will
eventually
make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them.
Again, Revelation 19, and we, as then his wife, will be with him.
For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful.
So next in verse 15, we see the interpretation of the many waters.
Then he said to me, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.
So the beast hates her because he alone wants to be worshipped as God. Verse 17.
For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose.
Okay, now, stop. Did you catch that? God has put it in their hearts.
To be of one mind and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
Allegorically, the word city, many scholars agree, used here, represents the three divisions of the world system: the religious, or the political, or the financial arena. And looking back, it is confirmed in chapter 16 that the great city is divided in three parts. Also, another clue is that she, the woman, in verse 7, was a mystery in the past, but now is revealed. Therefore, there's really no doubt about it. The woman is the great religious system of the world. So, the beast gets rid of this woman, this harlot, so that he can demand total worship for himself, and then he makes them take his signature mark. And we've discussed that as to what that could be. Artificial intelligence is probably involved here a little bit. But also we saw in that chapter 13, that by the way kind of chapter, that after 3.5 more years, okay, after the first 3.5, Revelation 18 explains the beast's demise in all three areas. So the first half is just the religious area, and then the last half at the end will be all three, to include religious, political, and financial. And how, or should I say, by whom it is accomplished? Of course we know. And that comes in Revelation 19, and that's of course Jesus Christ, who comes back on the white horse, and we, his bride, we're going to be with him.
Amen.
Amen to that. All right, so for extra reading this week, you might want to read Jeremiah 50 and 51. It gives you a lot more details and kind of fits in real well with Revelation. But now, let me ask you, do you want to escape this horrendous tribulation? And I mean really horrendous. You know, Luke says anyone can. However, it must be your choice. It's always your choice. He will not take anybody's choice away from them, because he wants us to choose him. He wants us to be our choice. So, just repent of your sins. They were taken at the cross, but it also is a part of your deliverance from the evil one that's been obsessing in your life. And instead, invite Jesus into your heart. Open that door, because he is knocking on your heart right now. And also, for those of you that say you are Christians, but you're kind of like in name only, Matthew 7 talks about that. In other words, you only have a head knowledge of him, but not a true heart conviction. You don't really have a desire to be in his word. And you really need his word right now, because you need to have the armor on. Otherwise, you can be getting signals from the enemy and thinking that it's from the Lord. And it's really not, because you don't have your gear on. So if that's you, just get on your knees right now. Admit that you haven't been where you should be with God. Make a commitment. Recommit your life. And don't wait another minute, because things are winding down. So many things are happening. I hope you get a chance to read my newsletter. I give you a lot of details as to how soon I really think it is. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that true, true, true peace that passes all understanding. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and those who love her. If you love Jerusalem, that's where we're going to live in eternity. And if you love her now, you're going to see a lot of prosper in all different areas of your life. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So, praise God. Till next time, read your word.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.